outside.
Welcome, Mr. and Mrs. America, and any of the little kids you have hanging around the house.
This and all is the all little shit tea.
The little show. We just lost our major demographic, the little shits. This is all joking aside. Welcome back to another episode. This is episode 103 of All Joking Aside 2.0. I am one of your hosts, Daryl Mendelson, and right
and
over
I
here,
am Mr. Gregory Cohen.
He never gets that wrong. That's amazing.
It's the only thing I know.
But today, look at what I did.
Oh,
I did,
shame on you. My green screen. Don't bump into that.
Oh, no green screen. It's an actual brick wall.
It's another New York earthquake.
So today we have the pleasure of having another guest to pose a question which we have not heard yet, and he is going to, or a topic, and we will discuss. His name is Mr. Dave Mugavero, and let's go ahead and bring him on in.
Let's bring him in. Hey.
Tanix just kicking
in. Oh, my God.
We were just clapping away like clowns. Right?
We were clapping for a good 45 minutes.
Hey there, Mr. Dave Mugavero. Mugavero. I got to say it right.
Well,
Mugavero. Welcome to our show. We have to qualify the guests we have before we can actually talk to them. So I'm sorry, you got to take a little quiz before we start. Sure. We want you to see if you can pick a number and let us know between 1 and 3. Go ahead.
Pick a number between 1 and 3. I have it. Would you like to hear it?
Please.
Yes.
Okay, the number is 1.
All right. Well, in the wings, we have another guest waiting. And her
name this
is
what you get when you get an Italian guest.
Welcome to the show. We've Thank both you. Know known Mr. Mugavero for a long time.
Decades.
I should call him Dave now, because I think I've earned that privilege.
Totally.
And Dave is a real cool guy, and he has a really interesting history and an interesting job. And why don't you tell us a little bit for our audience about yourself, Mr. Mugavero, or Dave.
So thank you guys for having me. This is a very big honor for me. It is. You know,
of course it is.
Absolutely. We've known each other for a long time, and I love that history. I feel like one of the Three Stooges here. So that's how good I think of you guys as one of my other Stooges.
You know, they're all dead in real life, don't you? Okay. Thanks for that.
So I guess where we met and how you know me is I have owned and operated a transformation company for 40 years, almost 40 years now. And so what I do is I like to transform bodies, transform diets, nutrition, life. And I've been so lucky to do something that I love for so many years. So it keeps me young, it keeps me healthy. And so some of the, I think the people that I've worked with have taught me way more than I've taught them. So I get to work with some really cool people like you guys, like yourself. So I worked with Daryl before. I worked with, Kaisa, Greg's wife too, as well. And still work with her. So
I have steadfastly avoided working with you.
But we're working in a different capacity.
Yeah. But I don't know if this is going to help your business or not, but I'm actually last week, I was a strapping 15-year-old bodybuilder. And this is after a week of working with Dave. So I don't know, man. You may have to come up with a new business model. No, yeah. Dave is excellent.
It is important to note, you know, yeah. Dave talks about, you know, transforming people and keeping people young. And this is the evidence of that, in that Dave is actually only 4 years younger than me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is what happens when you do what he does.
I'm Dave's son. Help me, Daddy. No, Dave, when I work out with Dave, I was given a gift by my sweetheart to actually have an experience of working out with Dave for a period of, I think we may have gone for like 6 months. And yeah. I'm not disciplined. When I did work out with Dave, and it's been a long time, it was absolutely amazing how my body transformed. And he really knows his shit. And I used to give him a hard time, because every single time I met with Dave, he'd tell me the position of the body and how to hold the arm for this, that, or the other thing. And then the next day, I'd completely forget, and he had to tell me all over again. For 6 months, we went through this. But I kept them laughing, so that was okay.
We had a lot of humor working out. You know, it's you got to have fun with what you're doing, right? Or yeah. else you're not going to want to too long. So we had a really good time. It was fun.
He's the best at what he does. So Mr. Mugavera, well, yes. I don't know why I keep calling you that. It seems so prestigious. Dave.
That's my father.
That's right? Your father. Okay. I'll call you Dave. We have this format, and we've asked you to come on board to bring a topic that neither Greg nor I have heard yet from you. Mm-hmm. And then we will discuss it to the point of ad nauseum.
Nice.
And actually become nauseous from doing so. So what topic you have brought?
The topic is weird but effective life hacks that have served me well.
Oh my goodness.
Whoa. Weird but effective life hack that has served us well.
Well, usually, number one, avoid old codgers.
that's an interesting.
That is.
Just so we're all on board the same place, how would you define a life hack?
There you go.
So it's something to me that is not kind of in the mainstream. And the first thing there's a few of them, but the first thing I'm going to talk about, I found out about by accident about 3 years ago. I couldn't find anything about it at the time. Very, very, very little. It was kind of quackery. It is all over the media now. And I have been doing it for over 3 years.
Drinking your own urine.
The next one is
drinking the urine of the guy next to you. Very selective. Okay. Yes.
That's it. The next one.
I'm fascinated. What is this?
Get it out. We'll let you talk.
It's probably all over the news now. You've heard it. It's kind of weird. It is mouth taping. Have you heard about it before?
Mouth taping.
If you haven't heard about it,
Don't believe I have.
Okay.
That's cool. All right.
I'll
give you a little kind of prelude into how I discovered it. And I'm the guy who researches everything. So you think that, like, I mean, my business is fitness and health. You think I would have enough of that when I went home, right? Something's wrong with me, honestly, because I'm like your wife. Okay. We are crazy. We research things over and over, even on our days off. We just want to become better and figure out ways to help people become better, easier, and have a better life. So the way this came about is over 3 years ago, I was waking up every night, and this was probably in this time of year when the weather starts to get a little bit drier, right? Every night I was waking up in the middle of the night, and it felt like someone had poured sand down my throat. So my throat was so dry. It was cracking, painful. I'm like, what's going on here? Because this is every single night. I feel something's wrong. I don't know how to fix this. So I started just kind of looking online to see if there was anything out there that could help me with this. So I discovered that, you know, during the day, we're not necessarily all mouth breathers during the day, right? Some of us are Cro-Magnon and mouth breathing, but I think during the day I breathe through my nose and out, you know, through my mouth a lot. So it wasn't affecting me that way. When I lay down, when most people lay down, you know, their mouth comes open, and that's when I start mouth breathing. And it has a lot of negative side effects. So I get online and I come across this doctor who's talking about mouth taping. And I'm like, what is this? It hadn't been on any part of the internet. And what they're saying is that if you sleep with your mouth closed and also breathe through your nose while you're sleeping, there's a number of different things that happen. Like, for example, and I wrote down just a few things, like even your facial structure gets better. The way you absorb oxygen gets better. Nitrous oxide gets more into your system, so it dilates your blood vessels right, to help all these things out. Snoring, you snore less and all that stuff. So I'm thinking, you know what? I'm the 30-day guy. So I will do anything because I can't recommend something to somebody that I haven't done myself.
Sure.
Multiple times, usually. So I said, like, for 30 days, anything I find that I think might be helpful, I'm going to do it for 30 days without fail. I never cheat on that. So I said to my wife, I'm just going to do this. And so for 30 days, I started taping my mouth shut. Now, at first, when you saw that I looked like Hannibal Lecter, right? This was the craziest thing. If you came into our bedroom at night, you think, what the hell is going on here? There's some kinky stuff going on, right?
Yeah.
And relating to many things, if we walk into your
relating room. Relating to many
things. Yes.
So I was taping my mouth like three different times across here. You know, I had tape like all over my entire chin.
Are we talking like just scotch tape or?
So I tried. Now, here's the other funny thing, right? So I'm like, what kind of tape do I use? What's going to stay on? I start with scotch tape, right? Because it's the only thing I think of to do. And it wasn't staying on. So that's why I had to entirely tape my mouth shut, right? And you would think it would just be so claustrophobic. But anyway, I was going to give it a try. So I do this and my whole mouth is taped shut. I go to bed, right? So the first thing I noticed when I got woke up in the morning that I didn't wake up in the middle of the night. I could still breathe, you know, through my nose. It wasn't that I was dead that I didn't wake up, right? But I could still breathe. And I slept all the way through the night. Didn't wake up one time to go to the bathroom or anything. And I'm thinking, okay, wait a minute. I usually do get up. I didn't. Again, same thing the next night. 9 nights in a row. I sleep all the way through the night. I feel so much better. I don't get up to go to the bathroom. My energy levels are up. And I'm thinking, maybe there is something to this. So I finally figured out a way to just over the years, I use one piece of, and I have it here too. So this is like medical tape. It's paper tape.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
So you can either do it one of two ways. You just put it this way, right? Which I don't think is the best way, this way. Okay. Or I just put it like that.
Very attractive, by the way.
So it's great for my wife.
Actually, that 2 seconds was brilliant.
Wasn't it? And then I stopped speaking, which is good. Yeah. She suggests that I take duct tape and wrap it around my mouth and nose.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's another whole show. But any questions so far?
Well, I saw I saw this tape, mouth taping before. It was step one in a 3-step thing. The third step was closing the trunk on the burlap in case body. But now you bring up a whole new way of looking at it. So I
do want to bring up one other thing. Lean toward the camera, Dave.
Lean toward
just the come as close as you can to the camera with your mouth visible, please. Yeah, Dave, his lips used to look like Angelina Jolie.
Exactly.
Now he's so actually thin. Ripped his lips off.
So that's it. I've got a comment to make, a serious comment. But so for you, that made a difference and you felt the benefit was more being more alert, being more alive, more awake. What would you say the benefits were?
Just the number one benefit was that I could sleep through the night. My throat wasn't dry, so I didn't feel like I was, you know, swallowing sand.
Right.
The other benefit was, yes, I slept better through the night. Okay. It forced me to breathe through my nose like I would during the day.
Okay.
And so oxygenated my blood. Go ahead.
So the thing I have to counterpoint on this is where this is a discussion now.
I'm not Jane, you ignorant slut, right?
I have dealt with the problem from I've had a septoplasty, had a turbinate reduction, all kinds of things because I wasn't able to breathe, and most recently after actually suffocating and not being able to breathe through my nose. So if I did what you told me to. Richard described for me, not for others.
Right, doesn't
for
work
me.
For
it would not be a good thing. So I just had a thing called the Vivair procedure, where they go up and it's almost like a Roto-Rooter, and they opened up my nostrils.
I'm gonna pass out again.
And and it made a difference. So perhaps what you're describing would benefit me at this point. But there are some people who just structurally don't have the ability to do that.
Right. This is not for everyone. Do you have a deviated septum, or do you have sleep apnea? That's another thing.
I have both.
Okay.
And
go through the list, Dave. He has everything.
Yeah.
Menopause.
Yeah. No, but I'm praying that'll come along any day now, because a hot flash is, but it's interesting. I think that's right, because I can understand the concept of that. But I do have apnea. So people with apnea, that also be a hard sell too for them. Perhaps. That would
be dangerous.
Probably. So here's, and also the thing about it is, what I understand from apnea is that if you can breathe through your nose, you don't really have sleep apnea. Like, if you have the ability to breathe through your nose during the day,
it's a complicated thing. A lot of it's got to do with the tongue coming up, rising up. Some treatments for some people, I know somebody in the family, there's three things they do. One of them is breaking your jaw, actually readjusting it. Another is tongue scraping. They actually cut part of the tongue down. And the other is removing the uvula. So there's all kinds of weird approaches to deal with these kinds of things, but that's off topic now. What you're saying in and of itself makes a lot of sense, and you have felt the difference in your own life as a result of
that. I do it every night now. It's been over 3 years, and I, you know, like I said, it's kind of weird when I tell people about this. Like, what do you do? What do you?
Yeah.
You know, and when my wife and I were doing it together, that was even weirder. You know.
Yeah.
Sex that way is totally weird. But did I say that anyway? But it's so effective for me that I continue to do it. I feel like I have much more oxygenation when I'm breathing.
Okay.
Because mouth breathing is very ineffective at oxygenating your blood. So, and if I'm, you know, if you're sleeping 6 to 8, 5 to 9 hours a night, whatever it is, that makes a big difference.
Okay. Well, I know what to get you for Christmas.
Absolutely. Now, wait a minute. Here's what I'm going to get you guys.
Okay.
Right? Now, this is a fun one, because it's been so, crazy all over the internet. Right. Okay. These companies are popping up all over the place.
Oh.
And look what company popped up.
Hostage tape. Seriously?
Not kidding you, dude. 30 in a pack. God knows what they sell for. Just get the paper tape, right? But so our friend knew that I was taping. She started taping, and she got the hostage tape. Now, for the hostage tape is kind of like, it moves, it's bendable. And the thing is, if you put tape on your mouth, right, you can't suffocate. You're not going to breathe it in. This type of tape that I have here, if you need to breathe, you just open your mouth and it comes right off.
Right,
right, right.
You're basically teaching your brain to keep your mouth shut at night. So right. The cool thing about the hostage tape is that if you have if you have a beard or facial hair, this works way better, I think, than that tape. So that's the other thing. Because I had a goat before, a goatee, and
right.
Didn't stay on very well. And so there you go. Companies are popping up.
I would imagine you could also use like a Band-Aid.
You could. Anything would probably work. And you're just teaching, even at night, if I'll sometimes just breathe in through my mouth, you can get air in too. So it's not like you're going to suffocate.
I have one bit of clarification. I just want to make sure I understand. The tape.
Yes.
Does it go under or over the ball gag?
I would put it, if you really want to keep it in, over.
Over. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Then in that case, we would use the double wrap around the head.
They show a demo picture of that, Greg, on page 3 of the catalog, along with the hostage gunny sack.
So to me,
it's just, I just can't believe some company came up with something and called it hostage tape. That's incredible.
So this popped up in the last year, but it's fascinating.
So that's a hack. I like that. You said you have others. What's another hack that you have?
Very scientific, actually. There's a lot of.
I've got one, actually, and it has to do with sleep too, because I know Daryl at least used to be an avid listener of Howard Stern, and I love listening to Howard Stern, and I learned from him. And I thought this was very interesting, because I used to Not so much anymore, but I used to wake up in the middle of the night, with my mind racing about things, you know, that I had to accomplish and everything, which would keep me up. And then, of course, to add to that, once I was awake, I would start thinking, God, I got to get back to sleep, which was even worse.
And God forbid you look at the clock to see what time it is.
Oh, God.
You start going backwards, right?
Yeah, because then all of a sudden it's like,
I only have an hour.
That's right. That's right.
It's horrible. And I learned from him that he learned at some point that stop thinking about going back to sleep. Just lay there. Allow yourself to just lay there, and you can let your mind go for as long as you want. Eventually you will fall asleep. When you need to be asleep, you will. And I've taken heart it's like, just I don't need to worry about whether I'm asleep or not. I can just lay in bed. I'm still getting rest.
Yeah.
And
if
I go back to sleep.
Sleep disorder clinic doctors will tell you that if you are not sleeping, the bedroom should be used for sleep, intimacy, and that's it. And if you're awake and you can't, and you're in, like, I'm an insomniac, that's another problem. You're supposed to, I don't do this. I do occasionally. I just wrote about it on Facebook the other day. If you can't sleep, you're really having a hard time sleeping, get out of the room no matter how tired you are. Do not stay there, because you'll have a subconscious connection with being awake in the bedroom. You can actually train your mind for these things. So only when you're ready and you're yawning crazy and you're ready to fall back to sleep, come back into the bedroom and get back into bed. So I walk in my backyard in the cool evening air and wait for the neighbors to start calling the police on me.
Do you have a shovel? Is there a body?
It's right next to my pile of hostage tape.
Well, this is a beautiful segue into the next segment.
Okay. What other happened? Okay.
Well, first of all,
disposing of bodies.
This involves Lyme and but for, just going back to Greg's thing about not being able to get to sleep thinking about things, I'll throw one in there that I have. Another one is, it's called sweet dreams tea, chamomile, some other things, and peppermint. It shuts off the voices.
When you hear the voices, are they telling you to harm yourself?
Usually others. Not usually.
I want that clarified.
Suicide, homicide.
Is okay. So the yin and the yang of the thing.
You can also take some hostage tape and put it over the mouth of the people talking to you at night.
Deservedly so, right?
Yeah. No, that's really interesting stuff. Now, when Greg says he gets up and his mind is racing with the things he has to get done, the image in his mind is actually a cat batting about a ball of yarn. That's very cool. That's very cool. I love the fact that you research all the time. That's really cool. So you're always open to different things, and they can be, we're joking about it, but they can be things that are exotic and you just try them out. The worst that can happen is, I assume the worst that can happen is that it doesn't work and you just go on to the next thing. So, you said your wife is putting the tape on her mouth too. Does she also look for things like this? Is it kind of a common thing you share that?
Hell no. She's hoping I don't look for any more. She's hoping I don't show her one more thing. I'm that kind of obnoxious person that I want to help you so badly, I'll force you to do it. And
you know,
do it. And then I did force her to do it. And, you know, it.
Tell us, we're joking, but I want people to know you're majorly certified with all kinds of certifications in the health industry. Can you run those down real quick so people know that? Whoops, that people could know that you're talking of a legitimate thing here. So,
I'm a certified personal trainer, been that for 40 years, but really, the large majority of what I do has to do with diet and nutrition.
Okay.
And so I don't like to use this word, but people use it. I'm one of the leading weight loss experts in the country. I work with people all over the country. And so weight loss is the biggest thing that I do and what I really love, because there's so much a misconception about weight loss and all these diets from keto to intermittent fasting to you name it. And they are all end up being diets over time.
Right.
And so what I do is I teach people the science behind diet nutrition, how to lose weight, keep it off forever, and without putting weight back on and without ever dieting, because it doesn't work. I mean, if, like, for example, if you like cookies and I took cookies away from you, number one, you're going to get the hostage tape and you're going to hate me and you use the hostage tape on me, right? But you're never going to follow that. So it's not realistic to put anybody on a diet. And so that's the, I think where I get my clientele is they come to me for weight loss, but they end up embracing the fitness lifestyle, which is awesome. So, and you know, I get to basically torture people. I mean, work out all day long.
And I just want to bring up, because we're getting close to running out of time. See, this is what happens with this, and we get into these. But
because I want to bring up the last one, because this is
emotional. Okay, and we will let you finish that. But before we do, because I think this is interesting. Yet Dave is, you know, an exercise guru, a nutrition kind of guy, but his background, I keep learning new things about you. And I think it's interesting. You were, and correct me if I'm wrong, if I get any of these wrong, you were a bodybuilder.
Yes.
Competition.
Yeah. For 30 years. Yep.
You were a boxer.
I was. Yeah.
You were a dancer.
Yeah, I was on a dance show for 2 years,
Was there a pole involved? I'm just curious.
That's in the private dances.
So what was the moment in your life where obviously you were trying different things, all physical, obviously, so that was, but when did you decide, okay, I'm going to kind of shift my focus to clientele as opposed to you?
As opposed to me. There's a whole major story behind how I got into bodybuilding and how I got into fitness. And that's a, if you want that, I can give you that, but we can run over a little bit. I don't know if you want to, but there's I think that's the reason why I do everything, right? It boils down to the reason that I do everything. And so here, I'll give you a short story. Okay, you may have heard this story before, but your audience hasn't.
Neither
of those two people. So pay attention, people. So when I was 15 years old, I was diagnosed with a terminal brain tumor. You knew that, I think, right?
Think I may have heard that. Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, through my entire journey with that, right, I ended up getting better. I got brain surgery. It took me to a place in my life, and this is a short version, that I just realized that I kind of said to myself when I was in the hospital and being helped by these doctors and nurses, I said, if there's some way just internally that I can help people the way these people are helping me, please, universe, whatever, let me be able to do it. Who knew? Later on, fast forward, that I'd be doing that for 40 years for people. So what a gift to me to be able to do that, where I never even, they give me a 1 in a million chance to be here. And the fact that I am here, I don't take anything for granted. I try everything. I want to help people as any way I can. And that's what really drives me. And that's what kind of gave me the impetus and the switch to go into something different.
You found your calling.
Well, I absolutely did. I knew where I wanted to go then. Yeah. I just didn't know how to get it. And when people were in the gym asking me, you know, grown men asking this teenager what to do, I thought I could help them.
The thing I want to emphasize again with my short time, such a long time ago with you, I wish I had continued on, but I didn't, is that you really, Dave really is very personable and really does care. I've also had other trainers when I was younger, different people, different circumstances, gyms and things, whatnot. And some of them really don't give a freak. You know, they just want to go ahead and just do their stuff. You actually made you had you caused to have a built-in desire to do the best you could as for me as a client, because you were so supportive and you really did care, and it translated over. So that's a nice motivator for people who actually meet up with you, because it's not just the techniques that you show, but it's also the concern, that the genuine concern you have for the people who you work with. So I wanted to mention that. I applaud you on that.
Okay, what's that last hack you got?
The next one is good segue into this. So the next one is, I'm going to see if I put it on the, yes, I did.
Okay. Wearing your glasses. Yes, wearing your glasses.
Yeah.
Okay, this hack is phenomenal. And I'll tell you, before I tell you what the hack was, I'll tell you how I discovered the hack. It's always my crap, right? I'm always trying to fix me first before I can help other people. And that's why therapists become therapists. That's why people get into the fitness industry. It's because we have problems and we want to solve our own problems. And we say, wow, maybe we can help other people. So this problem I was having, I was about 50, so I'm 60, almost 62 now. I was 50 at the, around 50 at the time. And what had happened from my childhood, I could not stop. Like just messing with my fingers, right? Like I would either pick my fingers or I'd bite them, and I would be working with clients and I'd have to hide my hands, right? It's because I was so ashamed and I couldn't stop. It was the one thing that had me that I was like, I don't know how to stop this. So long story short, I get this client and we're talking one day and he says he's a psychologist, right? Okay. And he says to me one day, I don't know how the topic came up, but he says, I was trained by the amazing Kreskin. So he said, the amazing Kreskin taught him how to seduce women. No, that's not it. that's not it. I'm sorry. Let me go back.
Okay.
They taught him how to hypnotize people.
Right.
But he said to me, look, you can do it yourself. And I told him, I said, look, I said, what do you mean you could do it yourself? So he said to me, let me see if you're susceptible would be susceptible to hypnosis or suggestion is what he said. So he did a little test with me in the room and he did kind of a semi hypnosis with me. And he said, yeah, you know, I think you're open to it. He says, here's what you do. You get, you can go online, you can get a hypnosis script, right? And typically the first three quarters of the script is relaxation, right?
Right.
Find yourself in a safe place, you know, relax where whatever, you know, it goes through, three quarters of it is relaxing, right? Then he said, in your own voice, do all this, right? Find a script. And then when it comes to the meat and potatoes of it, right? Then you give yourself the suggestion in your voice. Okay. So I went through this. I found one online. And he said, also in the background, if you want to, I went on the television and I put on just background music with no words. So then it was soothing. And I'm talking to myself, relaxing through my own voice, and then giving myself the suggestion. And the suggestion was that I don't want to bite or mess with my fingernails anymore. Okay. So I said, again, I'm the test dummy, right? I'm the crash test dummy. If it'll work for me, maybe it'll work for other people. So I did this. And what I did was I put on then the headphones, you know, I just grabbed. So this is why I have headphones with me, because I still do this every night in different ways. He said, give yourself the suggestion. And I did it. I went to bed, because here's the deal. In the conscious state, okay, this is why people have such a hard time doing things, because in their conscious state, you cannot tap into the theta part of your brain to get into where the suggestions will take hold and be acted upon. You cannot do it in your conscious state. Almost impossible. Right. The way you can do it, there's, and I've done a lot of research on this too, obviously, to get to the understanding of it. The way you can change your behavior is, let's say, like Kaisa and like my clients, you know, they're working out three times a week for long periods of time, you know, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and it becomes ingrained in them and they change your behavior like that. That's one way of doing it. The other way, quicker way to do it, is to tap into that theta part of your brain, where the suggestions will take effect very, very quickly. So you don't have to go through all that other stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, let me try it out. So I do it. I start it. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Completely stopped.
Wow.
Completely stopped. It's been that way ever since.
That's since. Amazing.
That's great.
It's crazy.
You know, I think you know. I don't know. I am a certified hypnotherapist.
You talked to me about that.
I mentioned that to you. Yes. So all the stuff you're saying, I absolutely understand. I absolutely
You know what? I can tell you guys you're both this way because you're both putting me to sleep right now.
And so it's, I mean, the only thing that I would say to add to that is that your subconscious mind has a really hard time separating the difference between positive statements and negative statements. So what I would have suggested, I'm glad this worked for you, but what I would have suggested is that you talked about not stopping playing with your nails or damaging them, but visualizing, you know, healthy fingers, healthy hands. That I think would even work faster.
Let me help to wrap this thing up. The hack I had about siphoning gas with a garden hose out of a car will put off until next time. But so Dave, thank you so much for being here. This is really interesting and a lot of good information. So I think, you know, we joke a lot because that's what this whole thing's about, but occasionally something legitimate comes through. And
we'll cut it out. Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah. We'll make you look like
legitimate.
A damn fool.
We'll cut out.
Yeah, give yourself a plug.
Yeah. Go. Yeah. Plug yourself. Go ahead.
Yeah. How can people find you?
Well, I'm at my website is custombodiesfitness.com, BODIES fitness.com. I work with people all over the country now, so it's not even a problem. Since COVID, I transitioned from having I had at separate times two physical gym locations, and COVID has been a very big blessing for me because I wanted to get into the online space, and in 2 weeks that's happened, and I've been on ever since. Mainly 65% of what I do, 70% is on the online space. So I can work out with people.
Well, we've got the contact information there.
And the web email address is dave@custombodiesfitness.com.
There you go.
Simple.
Excellent. Okay. Dave, thank you so much. We're going to wrap it up. We have a sign off that I've been for 103 episodes now. I always screw up. So let's go ahead and you can repeat after we get it out and join in. So everybody, thank you for being with us. Go out in the world and be a blessing.
A blessing.
Be a blessing.
Have a wonderful day as you go out. I was completely out of order. But most importantly, when you go outside, always keep smiling.
Keep smiling.
Keep smiling.
There you go. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thanks.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye. I love it. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.